Smitty, you talked about all week long that this will be a tremendous challenge, physical challenge, and it certainly looked like it was one of those bloody-your-nose type football games.
Oh, I think it was a heck of a football game. It was two really good football teams going at it toe-to-toe. You know, here in the NFL, it's a week-to-week proposition, and we were very fortunate to prevail. We did some pretty good things in all three phases, but we got a lot of things we can do a whole lot better.
Well, it looked like a game that it was one of those heavyweight fight scenarios where you just need to keep yourself upright. It was very a battle, and your defense played outstanding to keep the game where you wanted it.
Yeah, they did. They did a nice job keeping them out of the end zone. You know, unfortunately, we had that drive when we went up by 10 that we didn't execute. But the first field goal coming off of a long punt return or kickoff return, and getting the ball in the plus 31 and being able to hold them to a field goal, that's a big win. So we did some nice things. I'm really proud of the way that the guys competed.
Any special changes that you might have made at halftime? The offensive line looked like, I mean, it was a battle attrition up there as well, but they began to take control of the line of scrimmage as you ran the football. Mike Turner had a couple of pop runs, and I know you got some great blocks on the edge. Roddy had a big block.
Yeah, we did. We felt like we could, we could run the football and knew it was going to take some time. That's a very good front up front. We knew that we had to stay with it, and we were able to pop them there in the second half. We made some adjustments, and defensively, we didn't feel like we tackled well in the first half. If we would have tackled a little bit better, I think we would have had a even a better performance, and we were not real happy about giving up a big long pass on third and 20. But those are things we got to correct, and we will.
You talk all the time about it's not about one guy, it's about a collective group coming together, yet you seem to have guys always step up when you need them. Quiz Rogers with an unbelievable late drive there with three catches that extended the drive.
Yeah, Quiz had a great fourth quarter. We got Michael running in the third quarter, and then Quiz stepped up in the fourth quarter, and every week a different guy has been able to step up for us. And when you have a team, and that's what we are, is a team, you've got got a chance for those things to happen.
The team comes in right after the game's over. They're excited about the win, yet there's no hoopla or anything. What's that say about the club?
Very mature. It's a very mature football team. We're gonna have fun, Dave, but we're gonna keep very level-headed, and we have to do that because it's a week to week, as I mentioned earlier. It's week to week in the NFL. This game's going to have no bearing on what happens next week. We'll put this one behind us in the next 20 hours and get ready to for a division game.
All right, there you go, guys. That's head coach Mike Smith, now the all-time winningest coach in Falcon history. Thanks, Smitty.
Thank you.